In Pakistan, Taliban militants cut the throats of three villagers after accusing them of helping the Pakistani military and dumped their bodies on the road near the Afghan border. Militants left a note with the bodies threatening that those who tried to support the government or army will face the same fate. Over 150 people have been killed in the last week as militants have renewed their attacks, ending a brief lull in violence amid the worst flooding in the country's history. The United Nations says that the death toll from the flood stands at more than 1,750, with over 21 million people affected. Jack Byrne, country representative for Catholic Relief Services in Pakistan, spoke with us about the current situation on the ground.
We are seeing water recede in the south. It all has already started to recede in the north to a considerable degree. People in the areas of Swat and Bisham and further north, the cities that were most affected. So people have been moving back to their land. Things are drying out a little bit. In Sindh, in the south, in the southern part of the country, in the provinces of Sindh and Balochistan, it is still wet, and there is still some very deep standing water. Some parts, people are starting to move back, but in others, there is still very limited access. Indeed, it is still raining in some parts of the very at the mouth of the Indus River.
So in some parts of the country, would you say that you're still in the initial phase of emergency relief?
Exactly. Some places, because of limited access, are still having just immediate needs met. That would be the distribution of non-food item kits and food items in places that there was still rain up until just a day or two ago, or in places that had very limited or no access because of the water that had not receded.
Now, can you tell me a bit about CRS's work, both with the people who are in the areas that have immediate needs and then those who are looking more towards the long-term needs?
So CRS is responding in both the north and the south in three out of the four provinces of the country. In Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, former NWFP, in Sindh, Balochistan, those three provinces. And so we started with immediate needs, meeting immediate needs through the distribution of non-food item kits, first in the north and then in the south. As the flood went south, moved south, then we were responding as it moved. We are also building over 16,000 transitional shelters in the north and in the south, and we will do an intervention around livelihoods and agriculture. That is getting people back on their feet through agriculture in the form of, say, seed vouchers, cash for work schemes, cash for work activities, and seed fairs. In addition, we are also repairing water supply systems that were damaged in the north, and we are looking into wash and hygiene activities in the south. That's still in process. But we are moving, as most donors have requested and as the government would like, we are moving from immediate relief into early recovery fairly quickly, almost while the flooding was still happening.
Now, are your aid workers there on the ground? Do they face security threats on a day-to-day basis?
We do not. We have heard stories of security threats and the threat by the Taliban to, target aid workers who are distributing humanitarian aid. We have seen nothing like this, and none of our staff or partners have been threatened or have faced any incidents, either in distributions or in the places they work or live.
Also, are you working with the local Christian or Catholic communities?
We are working with our Caritas, diocesan Caritas partners in Quetta, in Multan, and Hyderabad. And we are working with them to distribute things like these non-food item kits, and in Multan, Caritas Multan, with the distribution of 2,125 water filters that are placed in homes that allow people to filter out the dirt and the sand in water and make it drinkable.
Well, Jack, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think it's important to remember that even though this is not on the front pages anymore and kind of donors or not donors, but the general public, especially in other countries, have moved on, this is far from over. And I think the hardest part comes now. Immediate needs have been met in many, many cases, but now it's a question of getting people back to their lives and helping them earn a living wage. And so that's just something to remember as we move into the next month and towards the winter, especially in the north, where it will be hard for people to reestablish themselves.